So we're now gearing up for a new year, and we know you all are getting your goals together. Why not add learning a new skill to that list? While university has you covered, maybe you are moving into a new planning system and want to learn how to be more intentional with your plans. Maybe you are wanting to start up that YouTube channel, but don't know where to start. Heck, maybe you want to start up a podcast in 2022. You can find all that and more at WOW University. Once you sign up, you'll have instant access to all the courses in the library and access to all the past majors and minors you may have missed. The best part is that every month the major and minor changes, and there's always new courses being added, so there's always something new to learn. Check out the link in our show notes to tour WOW U and get signed up today. Y'all, doors are going to be closing November 13th, and they will not open up again until 2022. So, again, check out that link in our show notes and get signed up today, and we'll see you there.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back. Take two.
Yeah, because see, this is what we get. We tried to fix something that was not broke. Mm-hmm. Tried to level up our audio system, what we're using for podcasts, and we're just having issue after issue. This is our monthly live show with our VIP patrons. A couple of them got to hear me, you know, go off on my husband for streaming while we were doing this. And it's been a Sunday, okay? I definitely needed that extra hour that we got last night from Daylight Savings Time, because we'll ghetto. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend. Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad we still have Zoom in our back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, do we need to get rid of Zoom now? But
nope, here to
Meg
stay.
The Brains was like, you know what? Just keep it. It's fine. We'll use it some way, somehow. And
here we are.
Thank you. Here we are.
Yep. Shout out to Zoom. Go ahead and sponsor us.
Seriously.
If you want to.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, Myra, how have you been doing? I know yesterday we kind of talked a little bit in our group chat on Instagram, because you were having some issues with some furniture.
Oh, girl, I forgot about that.
What's the status? It's still literally the status
I sent y'all last night, because okay. I just said F that dresser.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not even the biggest one, girl. I have an even bigger one than that.
Oh my god. Do you have, because we used to have the it's like a 8-drawer one. It has like the 4 little drawers at the top, and then it has 4 big drawers at the bottom. Is that the one that you got? It's got the bigger one, or is it like taller?
It's not taller. I think it's kind of like yours, but I don't think it has smaller drawers. I think they're all the same size, but it's 4 mm-hmm. one side, 4 on the other.
Oh, okay.
And it's longer, kind of like, because we're gonna put our TV on it. It's shorter, but wider.
Pay somebody to put that together.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. Chuck's low-key, of course, whenever I ask him to finish, I'm sick or something happens. Yeah. So he's sick right now, so the status is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I'm gonna have to post it. I'm gonna post it in the Facebook group.
Please
the
do.
Picture that I sent of them, and I was just like, F this dresser, because it's literally just one drawer.
Mm-hmm.
The frame of the dresser is done, perfect. Mm-hmm. Done. It's the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You said this, like, anything with drawers.
Anything with drawers from IKEA, especially. Whoo, just pray. Just say a prayer and pray for yourself going into that. Because
yeah,
that
I don't understand what happened, though.
Remember I told you a few episodes back that Dallas was putting together an IKEA dresser for us a few years ago, and he ended up he purposely cut a piece.
Yeah.
Thinking that it was too long, but he was just on something, I guess. But that's why, like, recently we bought furniture. We didn't get anything from IKEA, but we got stuff from Wayfair. We got like a TV stand and Mason's bed. Both of these things have drawers attached. You have the option on Wayfair to hire somebody directly through them to come and put together your furniture. And it was the best $100 I ever spent, because somebody came, they put it together in like an hour or whatever, and they left. And that was it. Headache. You know, skipped. So, and does IKEA, they have the option to deliver stuff and put it together too, right?
Yeah, I think so. We picked it up, so we wouldn't have to pay for delivery, but I'm mm-hmm. looking to see how much it would cost for them to come out and mm-hmm. put this mess together. Because, mind you, I bought this back in September, so we've been dreading putting it together this whole time.
And this I think whole there's time. A website called, because I want to say Wayfair goes through like some service called like Handy or something like that. So maybe you can like independently hire people from that outside of Wayfair. It's kind of what I'm thinking. So I would literally look into something like that to save yourself the trouble and the headache of having to go through that anymore. Because
yep, I found the Handy website.
So because yes, Myra has to do this while we're recording. She can't
I can't. This isn't it, because it's always say and handyman. I'm putting the websites mm-hmm. up because I will forget, just there like I go. Forgot I sent y'all that last night, but
yeah
F that dresser.
I know. Besides that, you know, something else we were talking about on the first take of this recording, getting ready for the holiday. So Myra, how is your holiday decorating going so far?
I still have a decent amount of stuff to do. I want to, we actually got a rebate because we went through Lowe's because we're getting a fence for mm-hmm. our home, and we got a $250 rebate. So I'm like, oh, let me hit up Lowe's and see what kind of like outdoor Christmassy mm-hmm. kind of stuff, and I can use that for that. That the plan was to do that this weekend, but because of the dresser saga, it ain't mm-hmm. happening.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't get too cold next weekend where we can buy it and put it out there.
Yep.
Because pretty much after Halloween here in Ohio, it's hit cold. Or miss. It gets cold. So I think we're running on borrowed time now to put anything up outside. But mm-hmm. I'm halfway done inside, so mm-hmm. that's good.
That is good.
And no pressure inside because we got heat.
Right. Exactly. That is really good. Yeah. And I haven't even started putting together stuff inside, but this is why I like not waiting until after Thanksgiving, because I feel like I have more time. I don't have to rush and try to put everything mm-hmm. up directly the weekend after Thanksgiving like my mom used to do. I can actually take my time and, you know, gradually put everything up with the goal of it being done by Thanksgiving. So I'm excited.
You know what? I just remember since this is the second time we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. my dad's mom puts it up immediately after Halloween. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I can remember growing up, my mom's mom would literally right after Thanksgiving make us like clean up like the tables and stuff that she put out, and we would have to put up the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we came to eat, ma'am. Yep.
Exactly.
You put us to work like that. The trauma just came back to me after we talked about
it. No, that's exactly it. I had vivid memories of on Thanksgiving after dinner watching my grandma and my aunts starting to put together her tree. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can we just chill? Like, why couldn't y'all do
that? Yeah.
Like, and why we not chilling?
After eating all that food, like, everybody should just be chilling.
Exactly. No, I feel you. I definitely feel you.
The trauma.
And, you know, like I said, because I'm sure that I know there are a lot of people out there who are all, you know, screaming from the rooftops, Thanksgiving deserves its shine and blah, 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 blah. Thanksgiving has its shine on the day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just not a month-long celebration the way that Halloween and Christmas are. They just aren't. So if people want to spend a little extra time on Christmas by going ahead and listening to the music and putting their stuff out now, don't be a hater. Just go with it. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah. These are the only like 2 months Mariah Carey gets to live.
Period.
So let her live.
She needs her check. She needs her check on January the 1st. So she got the song has to stream for the next 2 months. Y'all just got to deal with it. And it's, you know, one of the greatest Christmas songs ever. So.
I'm low-key kind of mad because now I'm realizing they did that because they had people over.
There we go. To help. Because
They knew we were not about to come before. Mm-hmm.
But you still got to go home and put up your tree and stuff on your own.
Yeah.
With no help.
This is why Thanksgiving don't begin to shine.
The game was rigged. Yeah, was you know rigged. What? Another reason, too. Have you, like, for the most part, Thanksgiving and Christmas have the same foods. So it's like, okay, yeah, I'm super excited about eating this food on, you know, Thanksgiving, but I'm probably, unless we just do go, you know, off the rails and do something different, probably going to have similar stuff on Christmas too. So
yeah, fairly I'm sorry. Similar.
The colonizer holiday is just not going to get the love that y'all think it deserves. And it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, I think I might suggest, like, we should do, like, seafood or something.
I like that. See, we've
Christmas
done that.
Or something. Yeah.
We've done that before, too. Like, especially when we were doing our Thanksgiving and Christmases in Dallas. Obviously, we would have the traditional Thanksgiving food. And then for Christmas one year, we did, like, seafood and, like, lamb chops and, like, all this, like, other stuff that you just don't usually eat for the holidays. Like, not the traditional, like, soul food. And it's, I highly recommend. Because you just had the food on Thanksgiving. I'm not dying for it 3 weeks later and I just had it.
You probably ate it leftovers for like a week after that too.
Exactly. So, yeah. As long as I get my stuffing on Christmas, I'm not stuffing, dressing. My dressing on Christmas.
Y'all in this wet bread, I can't with y'all delicious. Wet bread.
You're not finna go here. Okay, this is my candy corn. This is my candy corn. So you back up.
So I'm with Sheena, like Christmas morning brunch or breakfast is more of a big deal than the actual dinner, but typically our dinner is very similar to what we had on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I totally
and
agree.
Keisha said they saved their turkey for Christmas when they were a kid.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all stretching it though.
Change it up. Yeah.
But I mean, Keisha said stuffing is the best. Do y'all say dressing? The stuffing from
or stuffing?
She said stuffing.
Okay,
because is there a difference? It's all wet bread to me.
I feel like it's different. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's not. But y'all know I'm a oddball when it comes to food. Stuffing cooked in the bird dressing is cooked.
So
as
dressing
a dish.
Is my thing. Yeah, dressing is my thing, and stuffing is. Not because I don't think I've ever actually had it. She said, we don't stuff the turkey, but I still call it stuffing. So technically, what she's describing is dressing. So me and her, we here. It's okay. Just my different name. Heather said they had pot roast or similar on Christmas. Okay, got it. And, okay, Heather, I see you. Heather broke pot it roast. Down for us. The stuffing is cooked in the bird and dressing is cooked in the dish. I love that.
Yeah. Pot roast
is good.
I want that today, girl.
Ham on Easter. Yeah, girl. Can somebody come to my house and make some pot roast?
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Oh. I'm weird. I don't like ham. I don't like hot ham.
I like ham. I don't love ham. I can live without ham, but it's nice to have from time to time, but I'm never just like dying for it. But yeah, I love the holiday season. I'm super excited. I need to go try some more of Starbucks's holiday drinks. I've only had my delicious Irish cream cold brew so far, which if you get it and you like sweet drinks, make sure you get at least 2 extra pumps of the Irish cream syrup or it's not going to be sweet enough and it's going to be nasty and you're going to be mad at me. Get 2 extra pumps. Don't be mad at me. Okay. It's not good
y'all know.
Without it. It's not good without it. And you tried the almond cookie one, right, Myra? I'm still gonna probably try that. I just want to see
A lot of people told me the issue was almond milk when it's warmed, it has an aftertaste.
Mm.
So that's probably why it didn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
So I'll try it with oat milk next time. A lot of people suggested oat milk. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think I will too. Do they have the chestnut praline latte? I've never had it before, and that sounds really, really good.
Ooh. Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
I wish we were in the same city so we could like go to Starbucks together and like do like a holiday drink taste test together. I think that would be so fun.
Yeah, that would be.
Maybe we can do it on like IG Live or something.
Yeah, somebody was like, you should review Starbucks drinks. And I'm like, I just think I just give facial expressions. I don't really give you that much feedback. It's just the facial expressions people like.
I think you only gonna probably, if you try 5 drinks, I think you're gonna like 1.5 of them. I just don't even think you're gonna like most of them. But that's, we still wanna see that though. Myra is low-key picky, guys, okay? I don't think she's...
Yeah, Yeah, I see where Ashton get it from.
Yeah, we want to have the experience though.
And Hedda, but the thing is, if I buy it, I'm drinking it. I'm not gonna toss it.
Maybe they can give us like a little sampler, so we don't have to get like a full, like a tall of each drink. If they just had like little sample cups, that would be amazing. And Heather said that your facial expressions are gold, which I totally agree with.
I low key, like Meg suggested, like you should do something like that on TikTok, because that's all I see is people reacting to stuff. They don't even be saying anything. It's just literally face reactions. But
yes, and then it has like a million views.
Yeah, people love
it. It's wild. Yeah, it's very, very wild. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll figure something out, because I definitely want to try some more than one drink and see how I like them. But she said, I would totally buy a Starbucks flight of holiday drinks. Yes, a flight. Yes, that's what I was thinking. A flight of holiday.
What's a flight? Drinks. I thought she was flying somewhere.
No.
What is that? Is that a side?
So if you ever go to like a bar, some bars have like where you can get like a flight of wine. So they'll give you like 3 to 5 little like half glasses or little mini glasses of like a certain drink, like wine, for example. And you get to taste all the different ones. So that's what a flight would be. So like a flight of Starbucks drinks would be there.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing idea. Mm-hmm. See, it was somebody out there listening who did not understand what the flight was.
Period.
I don't be in bars. So this is what I'm here for. To ask the questions that you can't in real time.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So let's go ahead and talk about a little bit of planner stuff. Moxie Life has come out with their yearly 2022 edition of their full planner with the new covers. So they have two covers by artists. One artist is a Black artist. She's a mixed media artist. It's like the little paint splatter one that's really, really cute. It's like black and white. Her name is Shelly, either Chavez or Chavez. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce it, so I apologize. But yeah, I really like the artist covers the most, and they do have like their two kind of like basic covers, I guess, that they designed just to give people that option, and those are okay, but the artist covers are really pretty. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree. I like the artist one. I do like Shelly's the best, but I'm probably a little biased because, you know, everything black, but but it is really cute in you know, in whole reality. But did they have 4 artists last time, or was it the same way last year?
I think it may have been the same way. I think it was 2 artists and then 2 designs by them, because I'm pretty sure they only had 4 covers last year also.
Yeah, because low-key, I feel like last year I loved the artist designs too.
Yeah.
Like more than
they get really good artist designs for sure.
Yeah. So I hope they keep that up. If not, like, you know, even have even more artists next time, because they bring a different perspective that, you know, I wouldn't even expect, you know.
I agree. I wish they had the artist covers available for their other planners, like the daily and the 6-month undated planner. I wish they were available for those, but, you know, obviously I know they're still a new company and trying to do what they can do, so they probably just didn't have the capacity to do that. But I would love to see those artist covers available in those versions as well. But Myra, we tired. It's been a lot with this release. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all.
It's been a lot. It's a lot to keep up. I feel like for the past 3 episodes we've said something about this release, so and you know, y'all know we record weekly, so there's always something to report, which is I guess good for them business-wise, but it's overload as a consumer.
It is overload. Yeah. It definitely is, especially because, you know, obviously, you know, the affiliates are really excited about it. And I want to say they have some type of posting requirement as well now for their affiliates. So that may be adding to why we've just been seeing so much. And obviously, it's not just Moxie Life. You know, in the holiday season, every company goes on overload with the promotion to make sure it's out there and make sure you're buying. And I know they really probably depend on these quarter-4 sales to really boost them into the next year. But just... I feel like Moxie Life in particular, just because of how they did this release and stretching it out over like a full month with the announcing this week and announcing this next week and announcing that next week, it's just a whole lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah. it's a little bit of a turn off for me, because mm-hmm. not only I don't even feel like, I feel like I see it more so from the affiliates, obvious because it's more than just like the Moxie Life account mm-hmm. than, you know, just from them directly. But I don't know. I don't know if they're pushing it, like they're asking the affiliates to push mm-hmm. it a little bit more. Could be. I don't know. I'm not affiliate or really talk to anybody about their mm-hmm. affiliation with them.
Right.
But it can be a lot. Mm-hmm. It can be a lot.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, and so a friend of mine who is also a part of the planner community, she kind of brought up something that I think I had kind of noticed, but I just never really thought too much about it. She kind of brought up that, and full disclosure, she's an affiliate of both Moxie Life and EC. She had brought up the fact that she feels like people who are, you know, Moxie Life affiliates who have been going very hard with the Moxie Life release were criticizing people in the past who are EC affiliates for going super hard on EC release. I guess it's acting like they're over it and they're tired of seeing it, but then they turn around and when it's their company that they really love who is releasing something, now they're going nuts about it. And I mean, points are made. Valid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's valid, because I have seen a lot of people who were saying that they were tired of EC in the past are going extra hard for Moxie Life right now.
That's why I'm like, it could be a mixture of both if the company is asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just excited. So it could be a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, can't really complain if you turn around and do the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what? Yeah. Heather brought up a good point. She said she thinks it's totally human, but EC releases multiple times a year also. Yeah. Whereas I guess the Moxie Life people feel a little bit more comfortable going hard because this is only one time for their big release, and they have like maybe some smaller release that they had earlier this year, but it wasn't of the planner and it wasn't of anything at this magnitude. Whereas EC, it's like every month or every 2 months where it's some type of release where you're seeing a lot. So just by default, you're seeing way more EC stuff than anything. That's true.
Yeah, but I still feel like with EC, there's still only one like major planner release a year. Right, like, right. Yeah, they do have different things monthly and, you know, Hello Kitty, whatever, throughout the year. But, like, to compare apples and apples, I guess, EC also only has one major Life Planner launch, too, a year.
Yeah, for the Life Planner. They do smaller launches, you know, throughout the year, for sure. And, like, they're undated and they're focus planners and all that. But I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's valid for sure. I just kind of feel like, you know, everybody is free to, you know, advertise as much or as little as they want. And if people don't want to see it, you know, rather than being like an a-hole about it, just, you know, mute them temporarily. If it's somebody that you really like that you want to keep following, you just don't want to see all that. Or you could just go ahead and unfollow them if you just don't want to see it at all. Like, that is your right. Like, don't go out jumping into people's DMs, you know, criticizing them for supporting the company that they love super loudly just because it's getting on your nerves. Like, just unfollow them. I did it. I've been blocked. I hadn't blocked lately because I blocked all the people who needed to be blocked. But
same. It's been kind of peaceful, haven't it?
Mm-hmm, it really Yep.
See, the thing is, dang, I really just lost my train of thought. I'm curious to your friend in the planner community, maybe you can relate this, like how does affiliation work with Moxie Life? Because I can see it with EC, you have all kinds of opportunities to promote your link,
right?
But when there's only one major release and Moxie Life doesn't have like a warehouse like EC, so they can't stock products, so how, I'm curious to know, how does that affiliation work?
That's a good question, because I know they do have some type of monthly posting requirement, which is tricky when they're not releasing stuff every month. I guess you got to still show that you're using the products throughout the year. I don't really know, but, you know, we've talked at length about the pros and cons of these affiliate programs, and I always just kind of land on the side that for the majority, for 9 out of 10 affiliate programs, there's more cons than pros to me. And for me, which is why I don't do them, you know, because
it's Yeah, and to have a requirement on that. I guess, mm-hmm. like, from the company standpoint, they want people to actually use the products, mm-hmm. I guess. But, I mean, from my understanding, it's invitation only, right?
I think that. And if you're not using it, then nobody's going to revoke the
invitation. Yeah.
Because you're not even showing what you're using. So, why would right. you link? So, it kind of like, if you don't use it, if you're not using it, you're not showing it, and nobody's using your link, you're not getting any money out of it anyway. So it kind of, I don't know. It's not like people are going to get paid regardless, because that's not
the right
case either.
Yeah.
So yeah, Heather says she loves MoxiLife, but she had to meet a lot of people because it just had her wanting to buy everything. Yeah. Exactly.
That too.
That's my issue too. Mm-hmm. Because it's very tempting if you see all this and you see this really cute way these people are using all these planners. Like, even if you know realistically that this is probably not the planner for you, you're still going to probably want to take part in it just because you see everybody else doing it. And it's so easy to feel like left out. The FOMO in the planner community is so real.
It's so real. Mm-mm. I was going to say Heather, Cindy's mm-hmm. latest episode. Well, the one from last week, because by the time you guys are hearing this, there will be another episode, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. But she kind of broke down like how to navigate this time of year in the planner mm-hmm. community. So I think if you are feeling that, of course, mute people if you have to, of course.
For sure.
But if you are feeling that, I think that's a great episode to check out to kind of understand and navigate, because this time of year is really huge.
Absolutely. And shout out to Cindy, because she's always dropping the gems. If you have not followed her podcast already, The Uncurated Life, make sure you follow her wherever you listen to your podcast as well, because we love Cindy. Brittany said, I can't believe it's still not even the launch. It's been ridiculously drawn out. Will people even get their planners by 2022? I hope so.
Yeah, I really do hope so.
If you want it by 2022 and you want to make sure you get the one that you want and it's not sold out, order on launch day. 100%. Like, do not wait and do not hesitate.
Because it's mid-November, right? Launch day? It's
November 17th. So almost the end of November. And I think they had to do it later like that because of delays with, I guess, processing and all that type of stuff. So I think they probably would have made it earlier if they could have, because I feel like the perfect time for 2022 launches is like September, October to me. That way, people gonna definitely get their planners by 2022 if they order within that time frame. You don't even have to worry too much about it. But now, when it's getting closer and closer to Black Friday and stuff, it's gonna be very tricky.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And that's like the week before Black Friday, right?
Order on launch day, people. Don't sit around and be like, oh, maybe they're gonna do a discount for Black Friday. Maybe, but you might not even get your planner until 2022.
Yeah, and more than likely, some people are doing that. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do any. They're not gonna do a discount this like a dramatic discount when this is basically their one and only launch of the planner for the year. I think that the most I could see them doing is 10, maybe 15%. But even then, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't on the yearly, because it just came out a week earlier.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So, I think I said this, maybe it was on the lost files that we did earlier, but I am not like, for Black Friday, like I used to get like my EC Life planner because mm-hmm. they have a huge discount for Black Friday, but I'm like, it's not even worth it because I want to make sure I have it in plenty of time before 2022. Mm-hmm. Right. So for this Black Friday, I'm only doing stuff like maybe some stickers to restock on stuff that I don't need immediately.
Yeah.
Because one, shipping everywhere is super slow. And then two, mm-hmm. I have to think about everybody is having some kind of Black Friday sale. So it's not just the company, you know, not shipping your stuff out late. Like,
yeah. And I've seen a lot of places doing early Black Friday sales too. Yeah. So they've already kind of started some of their sales, which is awesome. Kind of give you a little head up, because I think they anticipate the shipping and everything is going to be crazy also. So they want to make sure people get their stuff too, because they don't want to talk to the Karens. So they're trying to help them.
Speaking of early Black Friday sale, I get that email from Notique. She is also doing like starting it early.
Girl, I had to delete that email. I had to delete that email because I can't even go to the website. I have to chill on the Notique. I have to.
I do too, but I'll probably get another one. I probably will. I want the A5 note. Y'all, mm-hmm. I had to, do I have it? I have it here. Hold on. Y'all can't see this in podcast land, but.
Oh my gosh. I have the A5 note too for my Hobonichi. I got the black, black and silver
B6
one.
Though. It's gorgeous.
It is pretty.
It's so gorgeous.
And the sizing is actually perfect. Like an issue that I have had with some notiques in the past is that even though they are sized for something, it's still just a little too big, a little too roomy for mm-hmm. my preference. Cause I'm not the person who's going to get like a super crazy, have a super crazy chunky planner. So I don't need all that extra space. But for the A5 note that I got from my Hobonichi is literally the perfect size. It fits in it like a glove. It has a little extra space in case it does get chunky, but not way too much. And I'm obsessed. So what do you think now?
What am I thinking about getting?
Mm-hmm. From Notique.
I haven't made a decision yet. But I think I might get the A5 note. I kind of low-key want it in this dove because I really like this white. But
yeah.
Also, I'm a klutz, so I kind of don't want to get more white stuff.
I mean, yeah, but at least with the leather, with the faux leather, it's really durable and it's easy to wipe it off. It's not like mm-hmm. if it was like some type of, you know, white, like other type of material that could get stained and stuff. But I feel like the faux leather is going to be really easy to clean. I'm trying to look it up now to see what is the discount code. I literally have to go to my trash because I told y'all as soon as it came through, I said, nope, not today, Satan. I need to slow down.
It does fit perfectly. I have my little mm-hmm. Archer and Olive B6 in here and it fits so good.
Oh, I love it.
No extra room like that. Yeah.
Do you have any? I know. I'm pretty sure the discount is 25. Yeah, 25% off of best sellers. So I don't know what they consider a best seller, but also the houndstooth bag is now $187 instead of $295. The pencil cases are $25 instead of $35, and the water bottles, which I love, are $26.25 instead of $35. And they said each week they'll announce exclusive early offers via email and text so you may shop ahead of everyone else and secure your wish list. So yeah, make sure you're on the Notique email list because that's where you're going to get all the really good deals.
See? Yeah. Yeah. See, now Meg is exploring. But
I am. Okay, so it looks like the best sellers are just the pencil cases, the water bottles, and the houndstooth bags. I don't see anything else listed under the best sellers. So you save an additional 25% off on those two, and a silk scarf that they have that's actually really pretty. So,
yeah. Just keep a lookout. That was one of the planner related companies that I seen. Mm-hmm. But Brittany says she's seen a lot of companies are doing pre Black Friday sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are like
month-long sales.
Elmon Paper Co., which is a really nice company that I like for like planner inserts and dashboards and stuff. They're doing a pre Black Friday sale. Actually, I think as y'all listen to this, it might end. I have no idea when it ends. I feel like I saw the 7th, but I'm not 100% sure. But definitely check them out because that is a great time to buy because you still get a really good sale and you don't have to worry about all the craziness. They're probably going to ship these orders before Black Friday. That would be my thought, at least. So, and Poi & Hun, which is another company that has inserts and dashboards and things like that. So,
yeah, I love their stuff for half letter. But yeah, mm-hmm. check out your favorite shops right now because I know everybody's trying to get ahead, especially these smaller mm-hmm. shops. Mm-hmm. You don't want to deal with the Karens, as Meg would say. So I think they're just trying to get ahead.
Seriously, for real, Yeah, and let's see what else. Okay, so something else I want to talk about before we go to our break is dealing with toxic family members. I'm sure that this is something that the majority of us can relate to. I definitely have had some issues with toxic family members. I know Myra has, pretty much everybody. I was talking to a friend earlier this week and she was having some issues with some toxic in-laws. And whoo, child, how do you deal with toxic family members, Myra? What advice could you give to the people? And if anybody in the chat, now patron, if y'all have any advice or tips you can give about toxic family members, Heather is so triggered in the chat. She said, "Ooh, man, what yes. a topic."
Then woo afterwards.
Heather, like, yeah. How much time y'all got?
It's been seriously a learning curve, because me and Meg talked about this was I guess last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week is Sunday. But I feel like since we are like on the later half of the millennials, we kind of have this like internal battle of having that blood, you know, you stick by your blood, and mm-hmm. realizing that, you know, no, you don't have to deal with that bullshit. Mm-hmm. If they're toxic, let them go. So I feel like through my 20s, I had a lot of reckoning with that, like going yep. back and forth with family members. And I still get a little bit of side eyes of people that like I cut off. And when I say cut off, it's not like if I see them or, you know, a yeah. holiday or whatever, I don't talk to them at all. I do, you know, speak to them, yeah. but it's definitely not on the level yeah, that I was yep. before. And people still side eye that. And it's just, I got to protect my peace, because I'm the one who has to live my life,
mm-hmm.
you know? So why even worry about what other people think and try to please them and all that? So it's just,
yep. Yep, I agree.
It's an internal battle. I just feel like our age, because, you know, we're right at that mark. Because I feel like the people after us, mm-hmm. like the Gen Zers, like they get it. They're like, they cut mm-hmm. somebody off ASAP. But mm-hmm. yeah, with us, yeah. I feel like we still have that internal battle a little bit.
I agree. And y'all, the chat is lighting up on this topic. Okay, so I'm gonna yes. go through that, and then I'm gonna give my take too. So Brittany said that her same advice for toxic family is her advice for toxic people on the internet. Just block them. She said she knows it's harder in practice, but now that she's in her mm-hmm. 30s, she's more open about calling out problematic behavior and family members. Yep. I totally
agree. Oh, it's a you and her behavior. I love the language up in Canada.
Right.
Every time I see that, it's like, oh yeah,
it is. It's so crazy. I forget that Canada is literally a different country.
Yeah.
Literally. And Megan in the chat, she said, "I'm an older millennial and I'm all about how family member doesn't mean you need to keep them around. Period."
Yeah.
Period. Yep. Yeah, and Heather said that her tip is that she sat her family down and basically said, "Hey, want to have a good time with the fun at holiday? So let's have a code word for when things are just getting too much, and then we all agree to stop whatever it is." Our code word was polar bear. That is genius, because obviously you and your family may have things that are really fundamental, crucial things that you just really disagree with, like you just fundamentally disagree with, but it's something that's very important to you, something you're very passionate about. And if y'all cannot get to some type of understanding about it, then just don't talk about it. Cut it off. Like, there are things that me and my brother just cannot talk about because we're gonna fight if we talk about it. So we just don't, because he's my brother and he's my best friend. I love him. I can't not have a relationship with him. So it just has to be, we're not talking about this. We just not going there. I can, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Cause it's, I mean, hard. I for me, there are some family members that even if, you know, it's, I guess it's kind of levels to it, because I can't really think of much that, like, say my dad or my brother could do to make me for real just not have, like, it would have to be something so severe, something so crazy for me to just not have a relationship with them. But there are other family members where it didn't have to be that big for me not to have a relationship. It was
the closer
enough. yeah
the closer exactly. the relationship, the harder yep. it is.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, I low-key don't, she'll listen to this. So like with my grandparents, I think it's a little bit easier for me mm-hmm. to step back from them, especially on my mom's side.
Yeah.
My dad's side, I'm way closer, so it'll be yeah. a lot more difficult. But it's easier for me to step back than my mom, because she has a much closer, you know, connection, because she's the technically the generation before, because she has a huge hard time, like they go back and forth all the time and she just can't cut it off or have a separation, because that's her mom. And I would feel the same way if it was between me and my mom. So I think it's much harder the closer the relationship is.
Right, absolutely. And like the how close the relationship is and what the offense is also. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to my child, there's nobody that I wouldn't cut off if it had something to do with my kid. Nobody. Because she's number one, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? But if it's, you know, some things you can look past depending on who it is, but some things you just can't. And it's like, for me, I definitely have had something where I've had to deal with learning that people who are not who I thought they were when I was growing up. Like, I've had issues with, like, aunts and uncles, and these people were, like, my favorite people in the world growing up, and realizing as an adult that these are not the people that I would necessarily choose to have in my life, but they're in my life due to family connection, and a lot of other family members, because, you know, they got to be nosy, putting themselves in it, they won't even let you just cut those people off. They won't even, you know?
Yeah, they'll guilt trip you about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which really sucks. So I'm just kind of like you with it, where it's like, these are not people that I have like active issues with, or I can't be in the same room with them, or I don't speak to them. You know, I'll text on your birthday. You can text me on my birthday. I'll talk to you and you know, yuck it up at the holidays and all that stuff. But it's just clear that we just aren't what we used to be. And because I have to draw those boundaries with you because of things that have happened in the past, things that, and it's like, it's not that you can't forgive people. I'm a very forgiving person, but I can't forgive people who have not even admitted their mistakes or admitted that they are wrong, who haven't apologized, who haven't owned up to it. And it's like, you're not going to have that same standing in my life if you haven't even owned up to what you did. I'm just supposed to just blindly forgive you, and you haven't even asked for forgiveness, and I'm supposed to treat you the exact same? I'm not doing that. I physically can't do that. I really can't.
Yeah, I think a lot of the older generation too, that's kind of a huge issue that I have with a few family members, is that they don't admit, and they just are like, oh, it's been years, so we can just move on. Like, no, this is something that was highly offensive to me. Or they'll use that, oh, I'm quote unquote older, so you should respect me regardless. Like, no, you did some trash stuff.
Like, I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not cussing you out or
on a human level, but yeah,
like that, but I'm not going to be close to deal with it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I do love that it just seems like a lot of us, especially like, even in the Black community, I feel like the younger generation is breaking that ties of, respect elders at, you know, at all whatever cost. Like, and obviously you should respect people in general, just on a human level. But if you hurt me or you offend me in a level that I can't forgive, and you're not even willing to talk about it or understand you're wrong, I'm not about to just sit here and take that.
No, absolutely not. And Megan said in the chat, she said, repeated offense with no remorse and no accountability is the line for me, and being old enough to understand that I don't deserve to be treated like that, period.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel that too. I feel that. Yeah, I think a lot of people, like, the issues that I have with people obviously are older than me. Most of them are, but it's like they still treat me as if I'm like 4 or 5 years old. Like, I'm an adult. Like, I get that you have been there as I was growing and helped raise me or whatever, but I am an adult, and that you should respect me as an adult. Absolutely. On just a human level.
Period. Yeah. And, or if you can't do that, understand that I'm not gonna have you in my life. So you don't have to respect me, and I don't have you in my life. Exactly. Yeah. You can't get both. No. Heather said she had friends cut out one set of parents, like now grandparents, because of being racist. And she said they didn't get to see their grandkids until they shaped up. Period. Period, point, and the blank. Like, no, you're not just going to change. You're not going to just have this behavior that people are just going to tolerate. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I think
especially when it comes to racism.
Especially that. Especially that. And I'm overall super hopeful as you know, the generations goes on. I just feel like we're just kind of at a point like we're not mm-hmm. being silent about stuff. We're not mm-hmm. doing that if it happens in my house, stays in my house kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like we're speaking up for ourselves and yep. not accepting this toxic behavior. We're just absolutely. Not doing it.
Because because my goal is to make sure my daughter knows that she doesn't have to just, you know, sit and take any type of behavior that is disrespectful to her just because of who this person is in her life. I don't want my child to grow up see me dealing with people that I can't stand just for family's sake and teaching her that she gonna have to do it too. Like, no, ma'am. No, even if it's me, if I'm toxic, cut me off. Like, don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Like, if I'm not good for your mental health, cut me off, because that's the only way that I'm going to change. People won't change if everybody keeps tolerating their behavior and nobody does anything about it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's it.
Because the enabling that goes on in these families is a big part of why these people don't change, because my family is really good in enabling the toxic people in our family mm-hmm. and guilting us into forgiving them and guilting us into yeah. having a relationship and going over their house and doing all this. And it's like, you're the reason why this person is not reckoning with what their behavior and changing. Because Ooh. Why would they? If the majority mm-hmm. of us are willing to deal with it, why would they change? If it's only two or three people who don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. Whenever we talk about the wedding fiasco of my mm-hmm. life on a bonus episode, mm-hmm. it's a prime example mm-hmm. of, like, I literally was like, I'm done, like, cutting this person off.
Yeah.
But I end up getting guilt tripped mm-hmm. back into it. And we'll definitely chat more about that whenever we decide yep. to do that episode. But
yep, we can talk about it on this month's bonus episode, because, you know, I have my whole baby shower situation that happened the same year as my wedding. You know what,
I 2017 like was wild.
It was
that 2017?
It was 2017.
Yeah, it had to be, because Mason's a January baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I just realized, you know, I give a lot of credit to the planner community for bringing me and Myra together, but really it was her wedding and my baby shower fiascos that really started making us close, because we were talking a lot. Because I feel like you didn't really have a lot of other people to talk to about that, and neither did I. So we were just like, yeah, we got these trash behaving family member.
Yeah, it really was nice. Like, I seriously appreciated you during that time, because not only were we like getting married at the same time, we were both pregnant at the same time and both had toxic family at the same time. So it was like, and it was somebody that was completely biased. Like, we don't know each other family. Yep. So it was just nice to have that during that time.
Somebody who didn't know anybody and they didn't have a dog in that fight who could really tell you, like, am I tripping or is this person doing too much? And, you know, I was quick to tell you, oh no, they doing too much. They do it too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chuck tends to, like, see the brighter side of everything. Mm-hmm, and it's like, no, these people are toxic. And he's like, no, I think you're overthinking it. Like, no, sir, I'm not.
Toxic. Yep. And once again, it's harder when it's people that you're close to, or if he's closer to that person, you definitely see it a little different. And we're just so conditioned to just deal with family members no matter what. And it's just like, but no, like, I've had people who I was friends with since elementary school who I had to cut off. If you're toxic, you're toxic. And if you gotta go, you got to go.
Yeah.
Period.
And it's hard. It's hard. Everybody has a season. I completely believe in that. I hope that, like, good relationships last forever and be a lifetime worth a season. But sometimes it's just spring for some people, and that's okay.
Yep. And spring gotta come to an end.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You got
to gotta get to summer. Yeah. So, and there's no hard feelings to those people. Like, oh, the toxic friends too.
I think it's harder for men. Yeah, I think it's harder for men sometimes too, because, like, Dallas has a few toxic, like, friendships in his life as well. And he just kind of keeps his distance, but they're still in the friend zone.
Yeah. That's hilarious to say. Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, yeah, this is going on. I'm like, you better than me, babe, because I want to be talking to that person. And I guess I kind of have to figure out, I've been trying to figure out over the last few years, like, where, like, the fine line between somebody who you just really need to talk to and try to talk it out and somebody that you need to cut off. Because, like, me in my early 20s, especially when it came to, like, friendships, if somebody did something messed up to me, it was, that was it. You were just gone. There was really no conversation, nothing like that. And I feel like that's not always the way that you need to deal with things. So you got to have that fine line also. But if it's somebody who's constantly doing toxic things to you and not being, you know, taking accountability for it, nah, they got to go. They got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out the toxic relationships bonus episode. I know we had a few people just join. You can't go back and listen to those episodes, but I think that was September.
Yeah, it was September.
So that was a really good one, especially if you want to know the toxic friendships that Chuck's hang on to. I just don't get it. I don't know if it's just Chuck and Dallas, like, they're just so nice of people, or if it's a guy thing.
I think it's a guy thing. Think it's a guy thing too. Obviously every guy is not like that, but I think I think because men are just so averse to any type of conflict, they don't even want to deal with the conflict that's involved in ending a friendship. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like, the conflict is block them. It's really no conflict. You know, like, these people are only friends because we have social media.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, if we didn't have it, y'all wouldn't be talking to this person.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I don't know.
It's
don't
crazy. Know. I don't get it either.
Heather said, I hope Chuck's not a member of the Patreon so he can't listen to the bonus episode. Right, because we could drag your friends, Chuck, period.
I did get permission to tell that story. I did ask before, but
there we go. Yes. And on that note, guys, let's just take a quick break so we can hear a little bit from our sponsors, and then we will be back with the rest of the episode. All right, guys, so we are back with the rest of the episode, and just so y'all know, definitely check out our website, plannersandwinepod.com. check out our Patreon, all our merch. We always do really fun stuff with our Patreon. This month we are starting up our Secret Santa. Will the deadline for the Secret Santa already have been passed by the time this episode comes out?
Yeah Sorry, I feel like I should have said that in the last episode, but oh well. Yeah, it's fine.
We put a reminder or something in the Facebook groups. I think last time I checked, we had about 14 of our VIP patrons sign up for the Secret Santa, which is awesome. But just in case anybody else wants to, it's open currently as we are recording this episode, though, right?
Yeah, it will be open until, I think, Wednesday, whatever the 10th is.
Can you push it back a little? Maybe like till Friday, so that if people are listening and they forgot, they can still sign up.
Fine. I'll put it till Friday.
Perfect. So if you're listening to this, you have until Friday, November the 12th, to sign up for our VIP Secret Santa. That is for our VIP tier. And if you are an international babe, you can still participate. Just make sure once everybody, the partners are picked, if you are an international person, or you get an international person, send us a message, because we will help you guys out with shipping, so you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for shipping to a different country. But we still want everybody to be able to participate. So, and if you've already signed up, make sure you are updating your wish list on Elfster, because Myra said she's going to send you a bag of candy corn if you don't. And nobody wants that except Myra. So.
$50 worth specifically.
That's a lot.
But also, for those of you who have signed out, y'all did not follow directions.
What we do?
I asked y'all to put P and the and symbol W, including Meg. Meg did not follow directions either. Y'all did not do it. It's like four of y'all who did it.
What are we supposed to do? Put it where?
At your last name.
Uh-huh.
P and W at the end of your last name.
Oh,
I'm so looking at the details. Yeah, so when it ship, y'all can see who it is. I'm looking at because Meg did not do it.
Clearly it wasn't communicated well, if I even missed it. So I don't think this is our fault.
It was in the description, which I'm sure Meg did not read.
I did not.
In the Patreon. So it was communicated fine.
You cut it out right now, or I'm gonna quit.
But it's like four or five of y'all. Oh, it's a maybe some of y'all went back in, but some of y'all didn't. I see some of y'all did not do what I said.
I'm gonna update it.
But also, I was able to make it to where we wouldn't draw each other.
Oh, so we you? Won't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
So we won't get each other.
How did you do that?
They updated this app this year for sure.
So
because it says draw restrictions, so I can change it to anybody to not get one or the other. But I can't remember who had each other last year. So
I had Nunu.
Only one I did.
You had me. So make sure we can't get each other again. So after my name, put planner to put P and W.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. See, all I needed was a reminder. So guys, if you go to Elfster on your phone, just go to my settings and then press edit at the top, and then you can edit your name and stuff. So now I have done it. I have officially followed the rules.
Thank you.
Heather said it was on the podcast. She heard it. Okay, so I literally
See? Thank you, Heather. Thank
I forgot. You. I got a lot going on.
Yeah. And maybe I guess that's what other people said too. They forgot. Yep. They got a lot going on.
Yep.
But I was able to restrict you and Nunu not getting each other too. So
okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah, just so it could be a little fun so we can make sure.
Yeah.
And do you want people to tell you who they got last year so you can keep doing that, or don't worry about it?
It's not that big of a deal. I don't think too many people who were on last year, I think. Really, I see Nunu. It's only a handful of people who did it last year.
Okay, so more than likely
that's on here. Yeah,
same person twice. But yeah, if you're on the VIP tier of our Patreon, go ahead and get signed up for Elfster. It's gonna be really, really fun. I can't wait to see what gifts we all get. We're gonna use our December meetup so we can open gifts and talk about what we got and all that stuff. So yeah, and if you're not a part of the Patreon, I mean, you got a couple more days to go ahead and sign up so that you can go ahead and get in on the Secret Santa for the VIP tier, because it's gonna be super, super fun. And I'm having a really hard time picking what I'm putting on my list. So
yeah, Meg texted me. That was hilarious. I wonder if you got a notification because I was deleting stuff.
No,
I left like two.
I didn't get a notification when you deleted it. I just got a notification that you added to your wish list, and then when I opened
it was one simply gilded
one thing, and I was like, now wait a damn minute.
So I'm still working on it. So now those of you who have signed up, y'all have a few extra days to put stuff on your list too.
So that means
the names will be drawn on the 13th. So next Saturday.
Yay, I'm so coming excited. Saturday. Can we tell each other who we got, like, privately? Are you open to that since we can't get each other now?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited. But don't tell everybody. Like, don't like start a thread in our Facebook group telling who you got. That defeats the purpose. And I want to know who Myra gets.
But it will be fun. It'll be fun. I'll put it in our Instagram stories too for those of you who aren't a part of Patreon just yet, just in case.
Yep. I love it. So guys, so we are going to start something new on the podcast thanks to our listener Aoki, who is in Japan. Shout out to Aoki. She sent us an email to our inbox trying to get our advice about a situation that she had with a planner shop and seeing, you know, what she being a Karen, what was going on, what do we think about it. And we appreciated her email so much that we decided to start a new email box specifically for you guys is questions. So the email is askpandw@gmail.com. So askpandw@gmail.com. We'll put that in the show notes as well. And so you can send your questions there. It does not have to be planner related. It can be about literally anything. That doesn't always mean we're going to talk about, like, if you say something that's a little too intimate, we may just respond to you directly and not talk about it on the podcast. But if you are open to having us talk about it on the podcast, just make sure you let us know in your email. If you want us to keep it anonymous, or if you don't mind if we use your name, let us know. And also try to keep the email within like a paragraph so that we can actually have time to read multiple on the show. Guys, advice about literally anything in real time. I think that's going to be so fun. Like I said, it can literally be about anything. So ask away. Or even if you just have a question for us, like if you just want to get to know us better and have us talk about something that we've never talked about on the show, you can ask that too. I'm super excited. No? Nobody is going to ask, how many times do you have sex a week? Nobody's going to ask that, Myra.
You don't know. You give people the opportunity and they might.
I'm but telling them still, not to. The I'm good telling thing them don't is, ask that. Don't ask that.
We still have discretion over what we say on the show.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Yes. Sending in a question is not a guarantee that it will be read on the show. And if it's something that we don't feel like is appropriate to read on the show, I will email you back and let you know that. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. fine. It's not anything bad or negative or nothing like that. I would definitely just email you back and maybe give you my take, because I'm an open book. Privately, at least. I'm an open book. Heather said I will block you. I'm not gonna block you. This is the one time I'm not gonna block you.
It depends for me.
You think, girl? See, you know you're gonna.
It really depends.
You gonna scare the people from asking those good questions. What can get somebody blocked? Give us an example.
Any threats or anything? You have to be clear. Mm-hmm. You have to be clear.
Yeah.
But, you know, just be respectful is all I'm saying. When you send in anything. Sure. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from doing it. Just be respectful. Our listeners
are very respectful people. Yeah. That's why I'm not too worried about it. But obviously, you know, don't say anything that you wouldn't want read out loud, obviously. So, but yeah, I'm super excited about this. So yeah, guys, send in your questions about absolutely anything. And we'll go ahead and talk about Aoki's question. So I'm not gonna read.
Oh, you can be anonymous too, but you have to put anonymous at the top of the email. Don't put it at the bottom, because we probably gonna read it and say your name.
Yes, and so one paragraph, guys, please try to sum it up. We don't need every single detail of a situation, just like one good paragraph. But she said that she had purchased from a planner shop, basically. Their processing time that they had advertised was 7 to 10 days. Her order was processed after that time period, but she still ended up getting it. She liked it, so she was gonna order from them again. But like I said, she's in Japan, so when she went to order again, she got like an error message saying that the store doesn't ship to her country, which was weird because, like I said, she had just placed and received an order from them, but now all of a sudden it couldn't ship to Japan. So she reached out to them via their contact form on their website to ask about that, and they have never gotten back to her about it, and it was like a month. And so obviously she was really annoyed about not hearing anything back, and she wanted us to know, like, was she being unreasonable? Was she being a Karen? Should she reach out to them again via Instagram? Like, basically, like, how would we handle this situation? What would she do? So what did we tell her, Myra? Well, what would you say? Because I answered the email.
I think it was borderline, Karen. Like, very borderline. I don't think the line was crossed just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, now I'm, like, thinking about it. Like, I can see where they're coming from. Like, dang, mm-hmm. you're not even going to respond to me at all. But it could be a situation where they missed the email, especially if a sale was going on. Highly possible they just missed it, because I don't think at the initial email, mm-hmm. it was just one email that was sent. I don't think they followed up.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would reach out on social media, because I think that was a point. They said that they were pretty active on social media.
So she was thinking that she should send them a DM or something like that. Yeah. And also she had said that she was not planning to shop with them anymore, but she still was interested in reaching out. I think that was kind of why Myra was saying that she was kind of on the cusp of Karen, because it's like, if you're not going to shop with them no more anyway, like, what is it?
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah. Yeah, just let that shop go, which I get that, because it sounds like she really did love the items from the shop. Mm-hmm. And so I can get that point. But I don't know. I do feel like it was leaning on the borderline of it, but I don't think it crossed the Karen line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I didn't think it crossed the Karen line either. And I obviously, you know, I think her feelings are valid, and it does suck to be ignored. Like, even if you're not ordering from them currently, like, you have ordered from them in the past and you're clearly interested in ordering them from them again. But what I kind of told her when I was applied was just that, you know, obviously, you know, small shops, they don't have as big of a capacity. It's not like they have a whole customer service department or people's job that is. It's probably whoever that shop owner, plus if she has has any type of help who are manning the inbox. And like you said, if they have a sale or anything going on, you know, they probably just missed it. So I didn't think they were intentionally ignoring her, and that she should give them some grace. But also, you know, reach out to them in their DM and see if they have an explanation for why the sale wouldn't go through and why they can't ship to Japan all of a sudden. See if there was an error, because it could be an error that they have no idea about, and they could be missing out on a lot of sales, and because other people aren't reaching out to tell them about it. So you may actually be helping them. But if you don't hear anything from them, I mean, you know, you've already decided that you weren't going to shop from them anymore anyway, and there are so many shops to shop with. So
yeah, that will ship to Japan. Exactly. I think that's a thing that we kind of don't really have experience with too much, because we've never lived and shopped outside of the country. Well, kind of from, you know, I think you bought stuff from like Australia and stuff before.
I've bought stuff from Australia, and now I've bought stuff from Japan directly, because I bought from the Hobonichi store directly. But yeah, I would be curious too. If I had shopped somewhere before and it went through, mm-hmm. then I try to shop there again, and now all of a sudden they're not shipping to America, I would definitely be like, what's up?
Yeah, I would be taken aback. Yeah, and I think the reverse. I feel like a lot of other countries are more willing to ship to the U.S. versus like U.S. shops shipping to other countries.
I think so too. Yeah.
So because I feel like it's more business there.
When we talked about it too, you were like, you know, they may have felt it was too much of a hassle for them. Yeah. Maybe it cost a lot on the back end. Maybe they didn't charge you enough for shipping it, so they had to eat a lot of that cost, and they just decided not to do it anymore. It could be a lot of stuff going on in the background for what it is. But you mean they don't owe you an explanation, but you're very valid for wanting one, for sure.
Yeah, because you're a customer, you know, you spent your money there. So I mean, I do feel like I honestly think maybe the email got lost, or it could be. Yeah, it could be. I'm leaning more towards that, or it could just be they didn't want to deal with the confrontation because they knew that it was too much of a hassle.
Yeah,
and
maybe they don't want to tell you that we just can't afford to ship to your country anymore. Sorry, because obviously
if that's the case, that's a part of being a business owner. You kind of have to have those difficult conversations,
especially if you offered it initially and now you're not offering it. It's one thing if you just never offered it in the first place, but if you offered it at one point and then you're taking it away, I totally agree. There should be some type of announcement or something, because I think it was
simply HP had to deal with it,
or somebody. Yes, it was
HP too.
A lot of companies have had issues where they had to suspend shipments, especially because of COVID, to specific countries for an amount of time, and you definitely got to be upfront. That's the best way to deal with it. Don't just let your customers find out the hard way that they can't
purchase anymore. Because honestly, word of mouth in this community is huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge. We don't know what company or what shop this was. They didn't mention it. But it's huge. And honestly, if they probably did mention it, I probably would be side-eyeing shopping with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, customer service is big in this community because word of mouth travels so fast.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and then, you know what? That brings up another good point with us opening up this question thing. If you share a particular shop or a particular person that you have an issue with us, that's fine. But we're not going to publicly share that on the podcast, because I don't want to be a part of any type of, you know, misinformation possibly being spread. Or if a shop here is like, oh, you know, Planters of Wine was talking about y'all because somebody was mad at y'all. I don't want us to be a part of any type of drama or anything like that.
Yeah, so, we're omitting names and shops.
Yeah, exactly. So you can share them with us, but we're not going to share them on the podcast because that can just get way too messy. And at the end of the day, this is this person's perspective of the situation.
Right.
We don't have the other side of it. So we would never want to be, you know, spreading anything that was possibly not the whole truth or anything like that. But Heather brought up a good point. She said it's all about how you phrase it also. So to make sure you're not coming off as a Karen, which, like I said, I don't think that you were, because you were very polite about the situation. You weren't acting entitled or anything like that. Just always be mindful of that and checking yourself. And she also asked, would you buy from them again if they had a valid reason for why they hadn't responded? Which from her email kind of sounded like she would. It didn't seem like she didn't want to buy anything from them. She just felt really ignored by them. But like I said, if it was some type of oversight or something, then I think she probably would be open to it. So definitely keep an open mind if you do hear from them.
Yeah. I think overall, looking at the whole picture, I think I'm sorry, what was the name of the person who wrote in?
Aoki.
Cute name. From Japan. Yes.
I love it.
I think overall she probably was feeling a little hurt because obviously she loved their products if she was coming back again, and to not get a response from that.
Yep.
I think that's the root of it. You know, she was a little hurt. Cause I would be hurt if Likes Planner Action didn't ship to Ohio and she never responded anything, because I love their products. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the root of it all is. I don't think that she crossed the line of caring though.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. Keisha said that the shop should post if they aren't shipping internationally. Yes, they should.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or to any specific country or a region, they should absolutely be very forthcoming about that information. So maybe even go to their website and see if they have maybe updated anything on their website that like specifies like we're not shipping to XYZ country for this amount of time. Like, so double check that too.
If yeah,
you're concerned about. But thank you so much for your question, Aoki, and I can't wait to get more people's questions. So definitely send those in, guys. We'll read them on the show.
Yeah, please send it over to
the
AXPNW email, because it's the regular email is too much.
Yep.
That way we can filter through on that email and make sure we get to your questions if it's something that we can read on the show.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. That opened up a really good dialogue between us, and I hope that moving forward we can get different things from people. And I love that the Patreon can chime in on it too. So we'll try to read those when you guys are here. So that gives y'all enough sentence to show up too.
Yep.
If y'all want to put y'all opinions out there.
Yes, because we want to know. Yeah, yes. So did we say we're gonna reserve these questions to the live episodes, or are we just gonna read them weekly?
I feel like it should be reserved to the live episodes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Let them have a piece of it.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. So next, guys, I'm so happy. I'm so happy about this next part. So we have mentioned the Audi Advent calendar boxes on the last episode. And I believe, I don't know if I said this or if I was just thinking it, that, you know, the next time we come in here, we're either going to be super excited or we're gonna be super sad that we snoozed and lose.
Yeah.
But happily, I get to say that we are very excited because me and Myra got our Advent boxes from Aldi. We stayed ready, so we didn't have to get ready. We were there that morning. It was a very organized process. Myra, how did your Aldi Advent calendar shopping experience go? Tell us.
I love it. I do have to give a shout out to Aldi because it was definitely streamlined. I love that they gave vouchers for the wine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people weren't actually there, so that made the experience even better.
Absolutely.
I had maybe like 5 people in line ahead of me, and it was like 10 minutes before the store opened, so it wasn't a situation. I was thinking like, dang, I'm gonna have to get there at 8 o'clock and sit there for an hour. Yeah, but once the doors opened, I was in and out 5 minutes. I loved it.
Absolutely loved it. Yes. Okay. So my experience, it was very streamlined because Aldi just knows what they're doing. I guess they've been doing this for several years. Mm-hmm. So they have learned the ins and outs. But mine was a little bit more hectic. Okay. So I did get there an hour before they opened. My Aldi opened at 9. I got there at 8 o'clock. I was absolutely dreading having to stand in line in the cold for an hour. But luckily, they did have the vouchers. So for any of the alcohol Advent boxes, there were vouchers. So I got a voucher for the beer and I got a voucher for the wine. And I got to sit in my car and talk to Myra until about 8:50. And that's when I kind of started saw people starting to line up. So I just went ahead and got my basket and got in line because I just didn't want to have to deal with it getting a little bit more hectic because mine was a lot busier. By the time I got in line, there were probably about maybe 15 people in front of me and maybe like 20 people behind me. Luckily, there were more than enough vouchers for all of us. Got into the store. I waited in line to go to the Aldi Finds aisle because that's where they had all the other advent boxes. So I ended up getting two coffee ones, one for me and one for my husband, two of like the little cheap chocolate ones. We didn't get the fancy chocolate ones. I didn't even see those. I just grabbed the little cheap chocolate ones because they were $1.50 and they were right there. And then I got two Lego advent boxes for my daughter, which she has already started opening one of them now. We're letting her do one of them this month, and she'll do the other one next month, so she has two of them anyway.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Ashton keeps asking me. Yeah, let him do one. Just go ahead and let him do one. It's fun, and she's been loving it. And I got a dog one for our dog because they have pet ones, which I had no idea until I got there. And that one, the pet one's only like $6. So I got a pet one for our dog. And then I got the beer and the wine one for us. And so we're saving those until December, which I'm dying to get into them. This is gonna be the longest month.
This is the hard part, is waiting.
It's hard. Yeah.
This is the hard part. Mm-hmm. I will say the Barbie one I seen in Target. So
because they had the Barbie one, but by the time I got to that part of the aisle, it was gone. And I was like, look, she don't already got two Lego.
The Legos one was there too. So I might go back and get that for Ashton and go ahead and let him do one now. Cause the other one I got from Target for Ashton is the like Nickelodeon Christmas storybook. So every night up until Christmas, he can read a Christmas story, like Paw Patrol and all of them. Yeah. And he's like, I want to open it now. So I think I'll do that Lego one.
Yes.
For the book one.
Yes, for the book one. Send me that. And so I looked at the Barbie one real quick. It is available. I don't know if this is the exact same one, but there is a Barbie advent calendar on Amazon for $29.99. And it comes with a Barbie doll plus a bunch of different like clothes and accessories that you open up every day. So very cute.
I low key want that.
I know. I be living like vicariously through my daughter. Like I was just looking up different like doll houses because I want to really get her like a big doll house for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And there are so many options. I'm like, okay, so which one is gonna be the funnest for me to play with? That is what.
Yeah, because she gonna make you play. So you might as well get the one that's gonna be best for you. But Keisha did say her Aldi's was sold out. What time did you go?
Yes, we were there first thing in the morning, so there was no way it could have been sold out because they literally just got them. Like we were there. So because I did hear like if you went to some like later on in the day, they could be gone.
Yeah, I did go back probably about 11:50 the same day. Everything was gone. It was just
and you
cat
went to
one
the
left.
Same store.
Yeah, same store. Yeah,
just the cat one.
Yeah,
not even the
it was
dog
one cat one. One cat one left.
Oh my gosh! See,
the cats wouldn't get no love. Keisha said it was only a cat one left. She went after work. Yeah. So I think it's something that I'll do again next year. I'll just prepare. Like if you really want it, definitely
girl,
prepare to get there at
take
opening.
Off, or you gotta just come in like an hour or two late. Like you have to because the good thing is a lot of different places have advent calendars. I believe that somebody in our Patreon in our Facebook group said that there's one at like World Market. Has an advent wine box, so they are available at a lot of different places. You really just kind of got to look and you'll find one. But it's so exciting.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Yeah, but for those of you, I mean, I guess if you just magically listen to this in 2022 Christmas time, you don't necessarily have to get there like an hour early. Like honestly, you can get there 15 minutes before
when
opening
about to open.
And
I feel like
get
especially depending on your area too, like if you live in like a really busy area, maybe get there a little early, but if it's kind of off in the cut or something, you might be good to literally just walk in 5 or 10 minutes before they open. So just be mindful of that, but I love it. It looks like Walmart has, I don't know, never mind, this is a Barbie Christmas DVD. I thought it was an advent calendar.
But the point is, there is definitely something out there for you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like the Aldi's wine stuff, don't yuck nobody else's yum. There's something out there for everybody.
Yes.
And if y'all want to participate mm-hmm. with us, I don't know, what did we decide on doing, like an IG live so everybody can see? I don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we can do like a really short IG live when we open our wines like that week, because those couple weeks, because it'll be easy to just hop on live for like 5 or 10 minutes, open up our wine, taste it, give a little feedback, and then hop right off. So
yeah, maybe we'll write it down and do a wrap up, because there's only gonna be three episodes in December. We're gonna do our annual Christmas break. So definitely follow us over on IG if you want to see the day by day. We'll do it there, or you can just hear like a little wrap up of what we have by the time we record in December. So
we'll go
from there. Yeah.
Yep. And Brittany, the Barbie one is on Amazon. I don't know if it's the exact one that Aldi had, but there is a Barbie advent box on Amazon for $29.99. So yep.
Something for everybody, even the cats and dogs.
Hello. Hello. Don't leave your pet out. Your pet does not have to be left out. Okay. Yes. Last thing, Myra, have you made any changes to your 2022 planner lineup since the last time we chatted?
No, I haven't purchased anything else. I just I'm starting to get things in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't made any changes, honestly. I ain't gonna hold you. I think I'm kind of second guessing that Wonderland.
Really?
Yeah, it's the paper for me.
You don't like the I know that.
Yeah. But I'm gonna still try it, throw some stickers in there and kind of see. But yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
It is cute. And you know what? I think, I don't know if we've talked since, I don't know when I bought it, but I have a Wonderland A5 on the way. It'll be here tomorrow. Or whatever. I'm just testing it to see how I like it compared to the Hobonichi, because I like the paper. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm actually very into paper. I haven't really tried a lot of stickers and stuff with the paper. It's really just me like writing and highlighting. I'm very impressed by how the Hobonichi paper deals with highlighter, because obviously the paper is so thin, you can kind of, you can see it on the next page, but it's not bleeding through. So I think it's really cool. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not anything that is just so bothersome. I just like how you just fit so much more paper into the planner, because it's so thin and it doesn't seem like it's over 300-400 pages. It doesn't seem or feel like
it. Yeah, it doesn't. That's the same with the Wonderland. It doesn't at all. I will say, I do appreciate that Wonderland gives you November and December of 2021 so you can start immediately.
Same. So, I love that too. I love that. And the Hobonichi, they give you the monthly view of December of 2021, but you don't get any daily pages. I don't think you get any weekly pages either, but I know you get the monthly of December 2021. But yeah, and I got hubby his Hobonichi. It came yesterday. He got the A5 day free one. I'm so excited. I truly think this is the perfect planner for him, and he's really gonna use it. So I've already gone through and put some important dates on his calendar, so he don't have no excuse.
Yes, I love that you filling out his planner for him and make sure he put things in.
I put like a little sweet little note on the first page. I put it in the little cover that I got for him with it.
Aww.
I'm very excited.
That's cute. Yeah, I asked Chuck if he wanted one and he said no. I'm like, that's fine.
Or you could just get him one. Here, use this. You ain't got no excuse to forget nothing ever.
True.
I think Chuck is a little techie. He feels like he would be more of a digital planner, if anything, to me. Is that a fair?
Yeah, that's fair. We've tried to do like the joint Google Calendar thing, and he don't check it. That's the problem. Yeah, he don't check it. But I don't know. I'll think about it if I want to get him one, because it's also like that's more planner stuff for me. If you don't, but if he doesn't use it, I can just buy some that I will also try to use too.
Yep, there you go. Period. Exactly. Because I definitely got my eyes on that day free. Like,
if you don't end up using it, I'll try it too.
Yes, yes. Well, this episode has been so fun. Oh, one last thing. Brittany says she wished her husband would use a planner. I think he could do something that was only month at a glance, but I don't know. He'd forget to check it. That's why I did that with my husband, because the day free is only month at a glance, plus basically just free, open.
Like note pages.
Yeah. Mm. So, because the weekly, he not going to do all that. But the monthly, maybe. And he does like writing.
You know, notes. That's a good point, Brittany. I might do that. I do have a monthly, like a EC monthly. Mm-hmm. I might just buy a new cover, like a customized cover, and pop that thing right on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look, there you go. $12 gift.
There you go. Get him a little Star Wars cover. I love it. But yeah, guys, this was such a fun episode. Huge shout out to our VIP patrons for being so patient through all our and changing platforms and doing everything that we had to do on the back end. Y'all are amazing, and the show is just so fun with y'all, as always.
It really is. So,
really appreciate you guys.
Yes, yeah, I definitely do. Woo, the other platform, y'all. Ooh, but we gonna get through it. We gonna get through it and get these episodes out for y'all. But thank you so much to the VIPs, for real.
Yes, yes. And like I said, definitely utilize our new inbox, askpandw@gmail.com. We will have it in the show notes. Maybe can we put like a link or something in our link tree? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Just email us if you have a question about almost anything. Almost.
It should work out fine. We'll add it to the link tree, make it easier for you, and it will be in the show notes for this episode.
Yep, exactly. Well, as always, guys, we love y'all so much. This was such a fun episode, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.